the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. We have a couple of new wildfires that are burning in New Jersey this morning. We have one in Ocean County and one in Burlington County. The Big Rusty Fire has burned through a couple of dozen acres in Haynesport. They are gradually getting containment on that this morning. The latest update is that we have the Big Rusty Fire now at about 40% containment. But the Country Club wildfire near the Lakewood Country Club in Lakewood is only about 20% contained this hour. The revived congestion pricing plan got the green light from the MTA Monday, as expected. Catherine Freed is a former city council member on the Lower East Side. This $9 toll, she says, to enter below Manhattan 60th Street is going to do more harm than good.
Our cost of living will go up. Our cost of food, deliveries, and services will get higher. We depend on infrequent bus service. We do not have accessible subways.
Jersey drivers will get a $3 discount if you use the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. All of this is scheduled to begin January 5th. If a lawsuit can't stop it. There is a push to make sure the Jersey Lottery doesn't sell tickets directly online. The agency has expressed interest in doing so, but a lot of businesses say it would be a killer for in-person retailers.
Right now, you can buy lottery tickets online in New Jersey through third-party courier services that still need to send someone to the store to make the purchase. Eric Blomgren with the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store Automotive Association says the lottery shouldn't be able to handle sales itself. It'll stop folks from needing to go to the store.
Lottery sales for small businesses have been a cornerstone for the last 50 years. They draw in people to purchase other higher margin items.
The New Jersey Lottery says it does not typically comment on pending legislation. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Starting the day with a bright sky, but clouds will increase as we get into your Tuesday afternoon. Staying dry and mild for now with high temperatures near 60. Spotty rain showers looking possible for tonight. They'll be light and brief, otherwise mostly cloudy. Lows overnight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, upper 50s with a mix of clouds and sun. Strong storm system drives in rain. Yes, actual wet weather tomorrow night through Thursday morning at least. Rain could be heavy at times with gusty wind. Clouds and showers will linger throughout Thursday and probably Friday too. New Jersey weather made possible by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do because of pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free?
Clark is 50, Middletown 50, Atlantic City is 51. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.